1490 and FM 93.9.
Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9, a service of Midwest Communications, now presents DC Everest Baseball. Everest Baseball is brought to you by Cloverbelt Credit Union, Brainerd Funeral Home, Baseman Shoe and Clothing, Mallory and Zimmerman Attorneys at Law, Glen Ray Radiators, Covantage Credit Union, Bone and Joint Center, Tulusty and Kennedy Attorneys at Law, DeVorney Orthodontics, Ministry Healthcare, Country Fresh Meats, Intercity State Bank, Marshfield Clinic, and Valley Communities Credit Union. Now with the play-by-play, Chris Conley.
On a sunny, windy afternoon from Wisconsin Rapids, the DC Everest Evergreens are on the air. Hi, I'm Chris Conley, and welcome to the opener of the high school baseball season. Who would have thought that we would have been here just a couple of weeks ago? I'll tell you, the snow melted earlier in Wisconsin Rapids than it did back in the Wausau area. This field has been clear but is not quite greened up, for the last week or so, and we are going to have baseball today. This is a game that was originally scheduled up on the DC Everest campus. Looking at the outdoor practice for this Evergreens team from just yesterday, still had some snow on the warning track and still had some wet spots in the infield, so the game's been moved down to Wisconsin Rapids, and the Wisconsin Rapids Red Raiders will flip-flop home and road games with the Evergreens. They will come up to Simon Field in Schofield on May 6th. So already we have a change in our baseball schedule. It's the Evergreens and the Wisconsin Rapids Red Raiders. The Evergreens got two victories against Wisconsin Rapids last year. But the big change for the Evergreens is they graduated their number one and number two pitchers. And good pitching in those lead spots covered up a lot of problems with the Evergreens team. It was a team that sometimes didn't hit as well as it could, and the defense from a season ago was a big question mark. The Evergreens may have lost some pitching for this season, but they're hoping for improvements in those areas. Weather and field conditions are going to be a factor for today's game, too. We've got a 15 to 20 mile per hour wind, and it is blowing straight out to center field. And as soggy as things have been in the Wausau area, things are hard and fast, and the field is not really yet in midseason form here. It's a very fast track, and I could imagine a lot of bad hops and some adventures when the ball is put in play on the infield today. We'll quickly introduce you to our starting pitchers. Brady Burrell is the opening day starter for the DC Everest Evergreens. He saw some pitching action from last year. Matt White, a junior, gets the start for Wisconsin Rapids. We're about 10 minutes away from first pitch. We're going to spend some time with DC Everest head baseball coach Dave Langman. When we come right back, we'll preview the start of our season after a two-minute break. Pre-game coverage, DC Everest baseball against Wisconsin Rapids, back in two on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
If you're in a two-car accident, a jury may have to decide how much each driver is at fault. This will affect how much money you receive. For example, if the jury finds you 20% at fault, you only receive 80% of the award. If they find you more than 50% at fault, you receive zero. A jury may think they are awarding you a fair amount, without knowing there may be a reduction. Call Tulusty and Kennedy. We have extensive experience in auto, truck, and motorcycle accidents.
You know a good teammate when you see one. Hardworking, reliable, and most of all, someone who knows that success is best achieved when people work together. At Ministry Medical Group and Ministry St. Clair's Hospital, we work with all of our patients as a team to make the best decisions for their health. That's why we're proud to sponsor DC Everest High School Evergreen Sports, because the world needs more great teams. Get to know us better at ministryhealth.org. Ministry Healthcare. Knowing you better means treating you better.
This is Race Day on Fox,
the fastest 2 hours in motorsports.
I want to hear from you, the race fans out there.
With Rob D'Amico.
Reduction of horsepower. Brian France has come out and said, I think it was on MRN, that is something they're working on. We know that F1 reduced their from an 8-cylinder to a 6-cylinder, and now everybody's complaining about the sound. They do sound different, but I think it's a sound you can get used to. People overreact a little bit. Is it different? Yes, hands down, it is different. Will it be different in NASCAR? It might. Some drivers are saying, no, man, keep the power. Actually, add more power. That's what this is all about. And it has been, finding every little speck of power you can find. And they do that.
Race Day on Fox.
Start your engine!
All the time.
With Rob D'Amico.
Sunday mornings at 6 on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
Welcome back to Witter Field in Wisconsin. We're about 10 minutes away from first pitch in Wisconsin Rapids as D.C. Everest gets ready to take on Wisconsin Rapids in our baseball opener on Fox Sports Radio. This is game one of a doubleheader. Once we are wrapped up here, Tom King begins his 19th season of play-by-play for the Wausau East Lumberjacks. They're on the road today against Adams Friendship. In fact, both of our games are flip-flopped for location. This game originally scheduled for Simon Field. The Wausau East game, which followed, was originally scheduled at East and has been moved to Adams Friendship. They have better field conditions. Let's spend some time with the Evergreens head coach, Dave Langbin. Coach, if we were going to sum up the difference between last season and this season, is that you lost your number one and number two pitchers to graduation. Josh Nielsen was a fabulous pitcher and bailed you out of a lot of tough games. Zach Tutt is a number two pitcher, would have been a number one on many rosters. So that's a lot of pitching that needs to be replaced from this year to last.
Yeah, we did. We lost quite a few quality pitchers from last year. We got a lot of guys coming in that are really hungry. Did a really nice job last summer in their Legion program. And, you know, they're looking to prove themselves. And I think I'm looking forward for these guys. You know, we don't have the hard throwers like we had the Josh Nielsen and the Zach Tutt, but we got guys that are going to pound the strike zone and hopefully get guys out.
So who gets the call for opening day?
Brady Burrell will start the first few innings. You know, we haven't got a lot of throwing in yet, so we're not going to extend guys out too far. But you'll probably see three or four different pitchers today.
You'll have guys on a pitch count by and large, or just ask a couple of innings out of them?
Just a couple of innings, mostly.
How much time have you had outside? I know that you were practicing over at Simon Field yesterday. The field kind of looked like it was a bog. A lot more time in the gym, I would imagine, than being out of doors so far.
Yeah, we've only been outside two times, so you know this could be an adventure.
What are some of the things that you can't replicate in a gym or a fieldhouse practice that you can work on when you're outdoors?
Well, a lot of your throwing, you know, you don't have the outfield cutoffs and relays and stuff like that. You know, outfielders are asked to throw maybe 90 to 100 feet in the gym, and out here you're throwing 150, maybe possibly up to 200 feet, but, you know, that's the tough part, is the longer throws.
Let's take a quick break, and we'll continue our conversation with D.C. Everest baseball coach Dave Langbin. Pre-game coverage, Everest and Rapids on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
New boyfriend or just friend, LOL or OMG, call, text, or email.
Mom.
These days, keeping up with your child can be puzzling. But when it comes to straightening your child's smile, you can rest assured that an orthodontist can solve the puzzle. Only orthodontists have an additional 2 to 3 years of education beyond dental school to become specialists in straightening and aligning teeth. So get it right. See the specialist.
DeVorney Orthodontics. Make an appointment today by calling 715-842-5688 or visit DeVorneyOrtho.com.
Whoa!
Accidents happen as quickly as one wrong step. Get your foot in the door faster at Bone and Joint Walk-In Care. You can see an orthopedic specialist right away. No appointment or referral needed. It's less expensive than an ER visit, and most insurance plans are accepted. Bone and Joint Walk-In Care. The right care, right away. Learn more at bonejoint.net.
This is WRIG, Schofield, Wausau, and translator station W230BU, 93.9 FM, Wausau.
We are Mudwarps!
Ryan, Chris Conley with Coach Dave Langbin, just a few minutes from the start of today's Everest Rapids High School baseball opener. Coach, I think what's going to be a strength of this team, you're returning a lot of hitting, and you had guys towards the end of the season that were hitting the ball pretty well last year.
Yeah, we've got some quality hitters up and down our lineup. You know, it's going to be tough. You know, hopefully guys get in there and get their hit licks, and, you know, we're going to try to get a lot of guys the opportunity to play today. And, you know, I think with this team, a lot of your playing time is going to be dictated by how you're hitting the ball. And, you know, if you're hitting it, we're going to have to find a place for you.
We've got a stiff wind blowing out to center field. Every batter is going to see that the moment that he steps into the batter's box. I think the approach, probably for a first game of the season, is to be within yourself. You're playing a hard field with a wind blowing out. Put the ball in play, and good things could happen today instead of swinging for the fences, because everyone's got that in the back of their mind on a day like this.
Yeah, you stuck one up in the air today, and it's going to go flying a mile. So, yeah, we just got to make sure we're making good solid contact. You know, Rapids notoriously will pitch the outside corner. If we start trying to pull the ball against them, and we could have a tough day, because there's going to be lazy fly balls all over the place.
This has got to be a great day in the sense that
2 weeks ago, no one thought we'd be playing today. It looked a lot like last season that we'd lose a couple of weeks. We'd have trouble getting games in. I would imagine the mindset is, hey, what a pleasant surprise here.
Oh, absolutely. We're tickled to be out here to be playing a baseball game. Actually, this field looks like it's too dry, so I don't know how that happened, but it's fantastic that we get to play and we're out here.
All right, Coach Dave Langbin speaking with us on the field before the start of today's D.C. Everest-Wisconsin Rapids baseball game. We'll be back with our starting lineups and the first pitch in 1 minute. Everest and Rapids on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
Intercity State Bank has been serving the community since 1952 with financing for homes, vehicles, and business. Establishing a banking relationship with a local bank comes with peace of mind and convenience. Banking locally with people you know is a comfortable feeling. It's all about banking relationships, building community. At Intercity, our most popular checking is fee-free. And when it comes to home loans, people love the convenience of working with Intercity's lending experts. Our lenders are local people you know. The lending decisions are made locally, and our fixed-rate mortgages are serviced locally. It's a great way to bank. Whether you're purchasing a home, building, remodeling, or refinancing your home, Intercity is here to help. Put the expertise of our lenders to work for you. I'm Randy Balk, president of Intercity State Bank, inviting you to come bank with us, with locations in Wausau, Schofield, and Weston.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 433-884.
Fox Sports Radio.
We're back at Witter Field in Wisconsin Rapids. There are some fans, I would imagine, who may find their way to Simon Field, only to see that there's no baseball game. This game has been moved from the Everest campus down to Wisconsin Rapids because we have a playable field here, whereas we didn't back up at Simon Field. I'm Chris Conley. Let's meet our starting lineups, brought to you by Cloverbelt Credit Union, voted the best credit union in the Wausau Daily Herald Reader's Choice Awards. Where your bank does make a difference, explore the benefits at ccuwausau.com. Evergreens, who are going to be the home team, are the road team today. So here's the D.C. Everest starting lineup. They'll start with catcher Mason Hagenbusher leading off. Batting second and playing center field, senior and speedster Wyatt Brown. Mike Plaza, who started last season with the JV, came up and was a big offensive powerhouse late in the season, plays left field and bats third. Batting fourth at third base is Cody Cocker. Batting fifth in right field, Sean Ludke. Playing first base and batting sixth is Josh Merchant. Batting seventh is Nathan Sleifert, the second baseman. Brady Burrell will pitch and will bat for himself. He'll be in the eighth spot in the batting order. And Kyle Zableski plays shortstop and bats ninth. That's the Everest batting order. Hagenbusher, Brown, Plaza, Cocker, Ludke, Merchant, Sleifert, Burrell, and Zableski. For the home team, the Wisconsin Rapids Red Raiders' Jared Halber will lead off at shortstop. Derek Kwiatkowski will play left field and will bat second. Casey Esselman, who swung a big bat last year for the Rapids Red Raiders, is in right field. He bats third. Brady Jackin plays first base and bats cleanup. Junior pitcher Matt White will bat for himself, and he will bat fifth in the batting order. Batting sixth, Colton Neiman at second base. Third baseman Caleb Shorer bats seventh. Batting eighth in center field is Robbie Jenks. And Rapids starts a sophomore at catcher, Dylan Schutte, will bat ninth, completing the Rapids batting order. That's Halbert, Kwiatkowski, Esselman, Jackin, White, Neiman, Shorer, Jenks, and Schutte for today's opener between D.C. Everest and Wisconsin Rapids. The Evergreens were 6-2 winners when these teams played each other at Simon Field. And then down here at Witter Field later in the season, the Evergreens were 11-6 winners in what turned out to be a very unusual game. The Evergreens needed an emergency pitcher because of an injury after the first inning. And they got good pitching and were able to build a big lead. In the sixth inning, though, Wisconsin Rapids mounted a big threat. They loaded up the bases, and then center fielder Wyatt Brown for the Evergreens robbed what would have been a double or triple to clear the bases in the gap in left center field. It was one of the best defensive plays of the entire season for the D.C. Everest Evergreens and helped them preserve what turned out to be an 11-6 win the last time the Evergreens were here at Witter Field. DC Everest Baseball, our season opener, brought to you by Brainerd Funeral Home, helping people celebrate lives past with personalized funeral services. Brainerd Funeral Home, supporting DC Everest sports. And something new this year, everythingevergreens.com. If you're at the game, post your photos to everythingevergreens.com using hashtag DC Everest. And if you're not, that's the website where you can hear the play-by-play podcast and see game photos at everythingevergreens.com. The Evergreens send senior Brady Burrell to the mound against junior Matt White. The managers now coming out to exchange their lineup cards. We'll be underway in just a moment. The first pitch awaits. We'll be back after a 90-second break, back after a minute and a half timeout. Then we'll get our game underway between Everest and Rapids on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390. FM 93.9.
Do you own rental units but are growing tired of dealing with tenant problems day and night? Stop stressing and take it easy with Easy Living Management. Easy Living Management will handle your property's upkeep and repair, handle rental invoices and rent collection, advertise and show your property to future renters, and execute the lease. They'll deal with any problems 24/7, 365. Take the stress out of renting and take it easy with Easy Living Management, the longest-running property management company in central Wisconsin. Call today or visit EasyLivingManagement.com.
Ranger Station, Ranger speaking.
Yeah, hi. I'd like to report a bear sighting.
Location?
In the woods, just outside of town.
Oh, not surprising. You've got your home. Bears have theirs.
Yeah, but see, this wasn't just any bear. This bear was wearing jeans and a hat, as in a Smokey Bear.
Jeans and a hat. That's definitely Smokey. What exactly did he have to say?
Well, we were about to head home, you know, after having a bonfire.
Oh, I can guess where this is going.
Right. See, Smokey told me the fire wasn't actually out. He said if it's too hot to touch, it's too hot to leave.
That's true. Did you know that 9 out of 10 wildfires are caused by humans? That means 9 out of 10 wildfires can be prevented.
Wow, no kidding?
I'm a forest ranger. We never kid.
Sorry.
that was a joke.
Oh.
If you see someone in danger of starting a wildfire, step in and make a difference, because 9 out of 10 wildfires are caused by humans. Brought to you by Smokey Bear, the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com. Only you can prevent wildfires.
Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio.
Welcome back to Witter Field in Wisconsin Rapids, where we'll be underway in just a few moments between the Evergreens and the Lincoln High School of Wisconsin Rapids Red Raiders. The Evergreens were 10 wins, 10 losses last season. A season where they lost, I believe it was 5 or 6 games last year because of the bad weather and the late start. I remember opening day a year ago where the Everest Evergreens had to travel nearly 2.5 hours for their home game. They traveled down to Sun Prairie to play Stevens Point after having the first 2 weeks of the season snowed and rained out. Wisconsin Rapids last year had 11 wins and 12 losses. But again, the Evergreens were winners both times that these teams met a season ago. DC Everest High School Baseball is brought to you by Baseman Shoe and Clothing. For more than 80 years, Baseman's been supplying Central Wisconsin with nose-to-toes protection. Stop in today for wool shirts, wool bibs, wool socks. All of your hunting needs at Baseman's Shoe and Clothing. You know, everyone who plays baseball in Wisconsin or in the Midwest has stories about April games that turn out to be very unpleasant. Wind and snow and maybe some sleet. Nothing like that today. It's turned out to be a very pleasant afternoon. Only complaint is that it's a little bit windy and the ground is a little bit hard today. Again, we have a pretty stiff wind that's blowing out, 15 to 20 miles per hour. It's going to work against the pitchers and it's going to be in favor of the batters here. Wisconsin Rapids will be taking the field in just a few moments, and we're going to have our national anthem, and we will join that from field level, and then we'll get ourselves underway today on Fox Sports Radio. Once our game is complete, the Wausau East Lumberjacks against Adams Friendship. As you might imagine, it is kind of a small crowd today because this game is not on anyone's schedule. If you're an Everest fan, well, you were probably expecting to head out to Simon Field today. If you're there, well, you're either going to drive for an hour in your car or you're going to enjoy the game here on the radio. We'll be good company as this game got moved from the Everest campus down to Wisconsin Rapids. In fact, how we got this game scheduled was kind of a roundabout way. I was at the athletic director's office on Tuesday, and the word about this game was that it was going to be canceled and rescheduled for later in the season. And then just that evening on Tuesday night came word that Wisconsin Rapids would have one of their fields playable and ready to go. So this game was originally going to be scheduled for the Rapids junior varsity team. That's a field right behind the Rapids football stadium, not far from the Southwood County Recreation Center, where the Rapids Red Raiders play their hockey games. And then came word yesterday morning that indeed Witterfield would be ready. And Witterfield is a better venue for varsity baseball. That JV field doesn't have facilities, doesn't have electricity for our broadcasts, and doesn't have a scoreboard either. So here at Witterfield, which is, you know, a minor league quality field, the home of the Wisconsin Rapids River Rafters, once the Northwoods League season gets underway, very nice, very comfortable facilities, and we are high atop the home plate area at the press box that sits on the roof of Witterfield. The Rapids Red Raiders starting lineup being introduced now and going out to their positions as we get ready for baseball here. As you might imagine, a little bit longer pregame ceremony for this opening day with the teams being introduced individually before our games get underway, and we should be ready in just a few moments. The grass here at Witterfield is not quite greened up yet. In fact, the infield looks a little bit rough, and you can just tell by looking out at the diamond that it's very dry today. So we are going to have some blowing and drifting, and the field conditions, I could imagine that we'll be fighting some bad hops and may see some errors or some infield hits because of it, just because of the way this field looks right now. Upcoming games coming up for the Evergreens. They have a triangular on Saturday. We'll have both of those games here on Fox Sports Radio. Kenosha Indian Trails will be the first opponent at 1:30 on Saturday, and then Oconomowoc for a 4:30 first pitch. Again, both of those games coming up Saturday afternoon. We do have some rain in the forecast for the southern part of the state, but if the weather allows, we will indeed be playing. From Witterfield in Wisconsin Rapids, fans rising and removing their hats, it's time for our national anthem as we get ready for Evergreens and Rapids baseball on Fox Sports Radio. A group of Rapids students will be performing our national anthem, and we will go down to field level to hear their rendering of the Star-Spangled Banner in just a moment. The winter has melted away, and we're ready for the start of the spring sports season here on Fox Sports Radio. Nice job with our national anthem. I'm Chris Conley at Witterfield in Wisconsin Rapids, where the Evergreens wear their home, their road, green uniforms with yellow trim and gray pants. The home-standing Wisconsin Rapids Red Raiders have the red tops and white pants as junior pitcher Matt White, left-hander, takes his warm-up throws to get us underway. Mason Hagenbusher, Wyatt Brown, and Mike Plaza to come to bat here in the top of the first inning as we are just about set for baseball. Evergreens Baseball on Fox Sports Radio is brought to you by Mallory and Zimmerman Attorneys at Law, proud supporters of local high school sports, wishing all area athletes a successful season. Glad to have Glenray Radiators with us again as a sponsor of high school sports on Fox Sports Radio. They say that quality and service go hand in hand at Glenray Radiators, serving the community since 1964. Glenray Radiators. First of two today, Lumberjacks and Adams Friendship once we are done at Witterfield. Depending on how today's game moves along, we imagine that Tom King will have that game for you around 7 o'clock here on Fox Sports Radio. And, of course, you can catch any of our Evergreens games podcast on our new website, everythingevergreens.com. Post game picks there using the hashtag DCEverest. And, again, we'll have pregame photographs. We'll even put some postgame video wrap-ups of each of our baseball games this season on the new website, everythingevergreens.com. You can get there through our radio station homepages as well, foxsportswalsall.com or wsau.com. All right, it's the lefty Matt White completing his warm-up tosses and ready to go to bat. See Coach Dave Langvin taking the coaching position down at third base, and we are ready for baseball. Mason Hagenbusher, left-handed catcher, comes up for the Evergreens, lefty against lefty, as we get our baseball season underway. All set to go, a sunny afternoon, game time temperature 56 degrees at Witter Field. White comes set, first pitch of the new season as a fastball misses outside, and we're underway on Fox Sports Radio. Evergreens broadcast is brought to you by CoVantage Credit Union. Step into more cash with a car loan from CoVantage Credit Union. Here's White's 1-0 offering. Having a little trouble finding the plate early. Bounced that one short. It's two balls and no strikes to Mason Hagenbusher. When the Evergreens were here a year ago, they were able to build a lead early against Wisconsin Rapids, and that's exactly what you'd like to do here for your season opener. 2-0 pitch. That's a fastball on the outside corner. I think Mason Hagenbusher had the take until that first strike came, and now it has. So Hagenbusher steps back in. He'll await a 2-1 pitch. And that's hit just foul. That's a fair ball down the left field line. Just went over the bag and goes into the corner. Mason Hagenbusher takes a wide turn but will settle for a single. Derek Kriskowski, the left fielder, did a good job getting over there and limiting Mason Hagenbusher to a single. Snuck that one just inside the bag at third base and down the left field line. So the Evergreens open, you know, off the bat, looked like a double if the call was fair, and it was indeed called fair. But Mason Hagenbusher has a long single. And he sits on first base for Wyatt Brown. Brown's the best defensive player on the Evergreens, plays a fabulous center field. Start him off with a pitch outside, ball one. See if the Evergreens want to put Mason Hagenbusher, the runner at first base, in motion here. Batter Wyatt Brown steps out of the batter's box and takes a good long look at his coach down at third base, see if anything is indeed on. From the set, here's White's pitch, and that's over for a strike. One ball, one strike. Evergreens Baseball is sponsored by the Bone and Joint Center. See an orthopedic specialist right away. No appointment or referral needed at the new Bone and Joint Center's walk-in care. Open in Wausau Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. One out, a none out, and one on. Throw over to first to keep Hagenbusher close. And he's back easily. Again, rule of thumb when you're looking at a breeze on a day like this, the American flag is blowing straight out. It's 15 to 20 miles per hour. It's blowing straight out to center field. Wyatt Brown waves and swings and misses at an outside pitch. One ball and two strikes. For a time last season, when Wyatt Brown had his first at-bats, oh, probably in the first 5-10 games of the season, he was striking out a lot. Then Wyatt Brown dislocated his shoulder, diving back into first base. Runners going here. It's a pitch out. Throw down to second. Doesn't matter. Hagenbusher is in there. Rapids have the right play on. But sophomore catcher Dylan Schutte was unable to get the ball down there quickly enough, and Mason Hagenbusher moves into scoring position with a stolen base. And the pitch out back at home brings the count to two balls, two strikes for Wyatt Brown. To complete the thought, Wyatt Brown's strikeouts were high until he had to sit for a couple of games with a dislocated shoulder while he was diving back into first base. The time where he got to sit and just watch the pace of these games made a big difference. And there's an off-speed pitch, catches the inside corner, strike three, and Wyatt Brown is down looking. Here comes left fielder Mike Plaza. Plaza is one of several three-sport athletes for the Evergreens, football, hockey, and baseball. Mike Plaza's football season kind of had a weird start. Suffered an injury while playing defense and missed the start of the hockey season as well while he was recovering. Here's a line drive into left field. That's going to fall for a base hit. They're going to try and score the runner from second. They are. Mason Hagenbusher rounds third and comes home. It's an RBI single for Mike Plaza, and the Evergreens take the lead 1-0. And that hit from Mike Plaza is a lot of what we saw from him when he came up from junior varsity mid-season last year. I remember the game where Mike Plaza was called up. It was in Marshfield.
The junior varsity game got underway before the varsity game did. I think he had four or five hits in that JV game and was told that he was pinch hitting in the later innings of the varsity game as well. And he'd been up with the varsity ever since. And Mike Plaza is the kind of bat that you need to have a find a spot for in the lineup. He's on base after the RBI single. Hard hit ground ball from Cody Cocker, just foul down the line in right field. And Cocker looked like he really turned on that pitch from Matt White. One out and one run in as we play the top of the first inning from Witter Field. It's the opener between D.C. Everest and Wisconsin Rapids. And the Evergreens are looking for more. Cocker's a left-handed batter. It's lefty against lefty. As Matt White checks that runner at first base, here's his pitch. Grounded right back to the pitcher's mound. Could be two. Throw to second. There's one on to first. Not in time. Cody Cocker was able to leg it out to prevent the double play, but Mike Plaza, the lead runner, is eliminated on the bounce back to the box. So there are two outs with a runner on first, and Sean Ludke will get his turn at bat. Ludke's another lefty, so the Evergreens have loaded up the left-handed batters against left-hander Matt White. Runner is going here. Pitch is on the corner for a strike to stolen base, though, for Cody Cocker as the throw down to second base was on the shortstop side of the bag and well offline, allowing Cocker to get in there. Even with an accurate throw, I think it would have been a stolen base nonetheless. So for the second time in the inning, the Evergreens move a runner into scoring position. Ludke's going to need a two-out hit in order to bring another run in. 0-1 pitch coming. And there's a fly ball lined into right center field. This is going to get down. It's going to go into the gap. Not only will a run score, Sean Ludke has extra bases. This goes all the way to the wall. He'll go into second standing up, and the Evergreens have a 2-0 lead. Sean Ludke did a nice job handling that. That was a fastball. It got too much of the plate, and Ludke sent it for a ride into right center. Ludke's two-out double scores Cody Cocker, and the Evergreens have a 2-0 lead. Josh Merchant, playing first base for the Evergreens, will get his first at-bat from the season. Merchant's a big kid. Just looking at him stepping up to the batter's box, you can tell that he could be trouble, particularly on a day when the wind is blowing out. Merchant's a right-handed batter. Digs in now against Matt White, who's allowed three hits and two runs here in the first inning. Started with an off-speed pitch, and it's grounded to short. There's a bad hop. Gets over the shortstop's head. Jared Halber goes into left field, and a run will score. I think we're going to wind up scoring that a hit. That was a bad bounce on the infield there. Grounds very hard here, and that's going to get a third run in for the Evergreens. Nathan Sleaford now bats for the Evergreens, as D.C. Everest has three runs in here in the first inning. And indeed, posted on our scoreboard as a hit for Merchant on what looked like a routine ground ball to shortstop Jared Halber. Took an obvious bad hop as it came off the lip of the infield, went right over the shortstop's head. Nathan Sleaford to bat for the Evergreens. First pitch to him is outside for ball one. Evergreens with run-scoring hits from Plaza, Ludke, and Merchant to stake their pitcher, Brady Burrell, to a 3-0 lead before he even takes the mound. Pitch there missed outside. Merchant is going to steal, and he's in second base. Evergreens seem willing to run on sophomore catcher Dylan Schutte. And again, the Evergreens move another runner into scoring position. Back at the plate, Nathan Sleaford is ahead in the count 2-0 here, as Matt White comes set with another runner in scoring position. Off-speed pitch, swung and missed right through it. Two balls and a strike to Sleaford. Evergreens with three in here in the first and looking for more if Sleaford can deliver it. And here's the pitch, grounded right back up the box. Pitcher snags it. Saved it from going all the way through. Matt White throws over to Brady Jackin at first, and that brings the first inning to an end. The Evergreens get three runs on four hits and leave a runner in scoring position at second base. Half inning played, D.C. Everest 3 and Wisconsin Rapids coming to bat. We're back in a minute on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
A teammate when you see one. hardworking, reliable, and most of all, someone who knows that success is best achieved when people work together. At Ministry Medical Group and Ministry St. Clair's Hospital, we work with all of our patients as a team to make the best decisions for their health. That's why we're proud to sponsor DC Everest High School Evergreen Sports, because the world needs more great teams. Get to know us better at ministryhealth.org. Ministry Healthcare. Knowing you better means treating you better.
We're waiting for the bottom of the first inning, and Burrell takes the mound, staked to a 3-0 lead. Let's check the Evergreens' defensive lineup. In the outfield, left to right, Mike Plaza's in left field, Wyatt Brown in center, and Sean Lidke in right. On the infield, Cody Cocker at third base. Kyle Zableski is our opening day shortstop. Nathan Sleaford plays second base, and Josh Merchant's at first. And the opening day battery, Mason Hagenbusher is behind the plate catching. Brady Burrell, opening day pitcher. And Burrell gathers his infield around him as he's getting ready for his first pitches of the year. Jared Halber, the shortstop for Wisconsin Rapids, to lead off in the bottom of the first inning. Evergreens Baseball is brought to you by CoVantage Credit Union. You step into more cash with a car loan from CoVantage Credit Union. Brady Burrell's a right-handed senior, and Jared Halber, who's got lots of speed. Halber's a right-handed batter, ready to take Wisconsin Rapids' first swings of the year. Halber, kind of a bad luck victim in the field back at the top of the first inning, had a ground ball that looked like it was going right to him, took a bad hop and went right by him. Brady Burrell starts him off with a hard fastball but misses outside. It's ball one. Windy today. Perhaps you feel that breeze against our field microphones. Yeah, you can hear it a little bit, blowing straight out to center field. Here's a ground ball caught. Line back to the mound. And Brady Burrell, the pitcher, reached out his glove and snagged it. I thought that that was going to take a bounce and go right back up the middle. Instead, nope, Brady Burrell just reached out that glove hand and retired Jared Halber on a low line drive right back up the middle. Here comes Derek Kraskowski. Kraskowski, a lefty, ready for Brady Burrell's first offering, fouls that off down the third baseline. Winterfield plays big, even though the dimensions are small. It's 320 down the foul lines. It's a symmetrical ballpark. 360 to the power alleys and 375 to straight center field. And it's a tall wall, 8 or 10 foot wall all the way around here at Winterfield in Wisconsin Rapids. Here's a fly ball on the infield, drifting into foul territory down the third baseline. The wind's got it, and it drops in play in fair play. And a wind-blown single for Derek Kraskowski. Cody Cocker, the third baseman, looked like he was drifting into foul territory. The wind blew it back into fair territory and out of his reach. And Derek Kraskowski finds himself on first base. You know, the wind is strong enough, and a lot of these players have not had a lot of time outside shagging fly balls. You're going to see kind of ugly plays like that. Here's Casey Esselman with one out and one on for Wisconsin Rapids. He's their starting right fielder. Takes a pitch down low. That's ball one. Yeah, things like long throws and handling high pop-ups are kinds of things that you can't really replicate when you're practicing indoors. And both of these teams, at least at this point, have spent much more time indoors than outdoors. Pitch from Brady Burrell is up high, and he's behind two balls and no strikes to Casey Esselman. Cleanup batter, first baseman Brady Jackin, awaits on deck for Wisconsin Rapids as they try and cut into this Evergreens 3-0 lead as we play the bottom of the first on opening day at Winterfield. Esselman digs in and awaits a 2-0 pitch with a runner on first base. Brady Burrell comes set, and here's his pitch. Runner's going, swing and a miss, foul back. And the runner, Derek Kraskowski, had a pretty good jump. If the batter took that pitch, probably would have had a stolen base, would have moved into scoring position. Instead, it's a ball and two strikes. Brady Burrell looks like he's going to be a pretty deliberate worker here. Steps off in between pitches, composes himself, checks that runner over at first base. Burrell's got his sign, and here's his 2-1 offering. Runner's going again. That's fouled back right towards the netting towards us. That's okay. I'm well guarded up here in our broadcast booth. I've got someone with very sure hands sitting right next to me. It's two balls, two strikes after the foul.
This is one of the highest views when we do play-by-play that we'll see all season. The press box here at Witter Field, right on top of the grandstand, we literally look down on home plate from this vantage point. Really gives us a good view of the entire field here on what's turned out to be a sky blue, very nice weather day. Runners going again here on the 2-2 pitch, hit and run, and it's a line drive base hit to right field. Holding at second base will be Derek Kryzkowski, and Wisconsin Rapids has two hits and two men aboard for their cleanup batter, Brady Jackin. So far, both of these pitchers on opening day have looked pretty hittable. And we had anticipated that this might be a high-scoring game. Neither one of these teams had a lot of pitching last year. The Evergreens had two good starters. But beyond that, their pitching, once you got past Josh Nielsen and Zach Tutt, the pitching got a little bit thin. And both of those one and two pitchers have graduated. Brady Jackin has started off with a fastball down low, below the knees for ball one. Rapids trails 3-0. But there's only one out, and runners on first and second, and even the out was hard hit. So all of the times bat has met ball, it's been strong contact. Fastball there is fouled back, and it's one ball, one strike to Brady Jackin. Pitcher Matt White awaits on deck. And I would imagine for both of these teams, we are going to see a lot of pitchers get their chance to throw. Coach Dave Langman had indicated that he'd only ask for a few innings out of Brady Burrell. Then get some other guys on the mound for this early season start. Burrell comes set. Here's the 1-1 pitch, and that's a fly ball on the infield, and it's going to be a little bit deeper than that. The wind's got it. Center fielder Wyatt Brown is coming in, calling and catching for the second out. Off the bat, I thought that was going to be a fly ball in the infield. Wind is blowing out, and indeed it was a play for outfielder Wyatt Brown. Two down now. And Matt White, the Rapids pitcher, will take his turn. White throws left-handed and bats left-handed. And with two outs, he'll have a chance to help himself, as Brady Burrell is one out away from getting out of this little bit of trouble here in the first inning. Burrell would like to see his 3-0 lead intact. With runners on first and second, lead runner is going. Pitch is inside. It's a ball, and it's a double steal. Both men will move up. There won't even be a throw from Mason Hagenbusher. Hagenbusher had trouble handling that inside pitch. So a double steal now means a hit to the outfield from Matt White could bring in two. Evergreens play the infield straight away here with two outs. Brady Burrell comes set. Here's his pitch. Grounded weakly off the fist back to the mound. Brady Burrell bobbled it for a moment, picks it up and throws over to first, and he is out of the inning. Wisconsin Rapids leaves two men in scoring position, but does not play any of those runs. One inning complete, D.C. Everest 3, Wisconsin Rapids nothing. Back in a minute. This is Evergreens Baseball on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
Behind every successful business is a solid banking relationship. Hi, I'm Randy Balk, president of InterCity State Bank. Whether you're a startup or established business, InterCity welcomes the opportunity to work with you. We're here to help evaluate the needs for growing your business with financing options for equipment, working capital, and expansion projects. InterCity's business services include remote draft capture, real-time online access, and a variety of online business banking services to enhance the management of your finances. It's part of the InterCity commitment to helping business succeed. Banking relationships, building community. If it's time to explore a new banking relationship for your business, give us a call. We are open for business lending. We are InterCity State Bank, providing financing for commercial, small business, and municipal projects with offices in Wausau, Schofield, and Weston.
Member FDIC, NMLS number 433-884.
This is WRIG, Schofield, Wausau, and translator station W230BU, 93.9 FM, Wausau.
We are Bogwarts!
Welcome back to Witter Field in Wisconsin Rapids. I'm Chris Conley. Boy, it is nice to see no snow, a comfortable afternoon, and baseball underway. The Evergreens have a lot of early action if the weather cooperates. They're scheduled to play again on Saturday. They'll have two games down in Oconomowoc, so that's a three-hour drive to the Milwaukee area. They'll play Kenosha Indian Trails, a team that's off to a 2-0 start and is in action today,
and Oconomowoc, a team that was 17-5 last season. Well, first things first, the top of the second inning is on, and Brady Burrell, the Evergreens pitcher, will lead off with a 3-0 lead. First pitch from Matt White misses inside. That's ball one. Not sure if we're going to classify Brady Burrell as a legitimate number one pitcher yet. Brady Burrell still, I mean, he's got a pretty good fastball, gets a lot of the plate, which means a lot of those pitches wind up getting hit very hard. Brady Burrell at the plate here, pops one up into shallow center field. Robbie Jenks calling, fights the wind, and makes the catch. And the leadoff batter is retired for Wisconsin Rapids. Brady Burrell got underneath that one. Every fly ball is going to be an adventure today because of that stiff wind that's blowing straight out today. In fact, that's really our only complaint weather-wise. Here in Wisconsin Rapids, not a cloud in the sky. Temperature's very comfortable in the 50s. Nice to be here with the windows open in our press box. And jacket off today. Here comes Kyle Zableski, shortstop for the Evergreens, takes the first pitch for a strike on the outside corner. And it seems like that's what Coach Langman is asking of his Evergreens. First pitch strike, then you can swing away. Zableski, right-handed batter, starter last season, waved at an off-speed pitch, a swing and a miss for strike two, so he's behind, no balls and two strikes. One out and none on as we play the top of the second inning with the Evergreens leading Wisconsin Rapids 3-0 at Witterfield. And here comes Matt White's 0-2 offering. That one missed high and away. Throwaway pitch that Kyle Zableski did not chase. Evergreens Baseball is brought to you by Mallory and Zimmerman, attorneys at law. Proud supporters of local high school sports, wishing all area athletes a successful season. 1-2 pitch. Misses inside, and the count goes even at two balls and two strikes. Mason Hagenbusher awaits on deck for the Evergreens, singled and scored back in the first inning. 2-2 pitch to Zableski, and that's bounced down the third baseline, just foul. Just a little bit wide of the bag at third base. Zableski may be a foot away from getting that one into the corner and having some extra bases. Instead, he'll pick up his bat, walk back to home plate, and get set for another 2-2 pitch from Matt White. White's pitch count high, getting through that first inning where he faced seven batters, gave up four hits and three runs. 2-2 offering here, and there's a soft line drive over the first baseman's head. It's a fair ball, gets into the corner. Didn't get all that far away from right fielder Casey Esselman, who charged that ball well, and it's a seeing-eye single for Kyle Zableski. Zableski put it just over the head of Brady Jackin, and it dropped down along that right field line. So the Evergreens have a base runner with one out here in the second inning. And here comes Mason Hagenbusher. Hagenbusher started off the season with a solid line drive single. They got the runner picked off here, and the throw to first base gets away from the first baseman, runs all the way down the line, and they're going to try and score Kyle Zableski. He rounds third, play at the plate, he's in there, and the Evergreens get a run. A throwing error when they should have had the runner picked off turns into a three-base error and allows Kyle Zableski to go all the way around and score a fourth run for the Evergreens. I think we'll assess that. It's going to be a throwing error on pitcher Matt White. Zableski was going there. White had him picked off, and his throw to first baseman Brady Jackin was wide and went down the right field line. And Kyle Zableski, who has pretty good speed, went all the way around, and the Evergreens lead 4-0. Here's a ground ball from Mason Hagenbusher to second base. Bobble briefly, throw to first, not in time. It's going to be another error there on the infield. Wait for official scoring there, but that one was right at second baseman Colton Neiman, and it is going to be an error allowing Mason Hagenbusher to reach. So the Red Raiders defense has not helped them here in the second inning. Throwing error leads to a run, and now a bobble at second base lets Hagenbusher reach. And with one out, the Evergreens send Wyatt Brown to the plate. Rapids is going to huddle up with their pitcher, Matt White, as obviously they don't want to fall any further behind. Bob Gaulita, the head coach, coming out to talk to his pitcher. No action in the bullpen, so Matt White is going to continue to work here. Gets a swat on the behind from his coach and gets the ball right back as he goes back out to the mound. Wyatt Brown was a strikeout victim his first time up. Brown took two strikes. In fact, he looked at strike three his first time up. Of course, when Wyatt Brown gets on the bases, Wyatt Brown has great speed, make all kinds of things happen. One out and a runner on first. Here's the pitch to Wyatt Brown, off-speed pitch, swing and a miss. You know, it seems like that may be the scouting report on Wyatt Brown. I mean, Brown played as a sophomore, then played all last year as a junior, now in his senior year. So a lot of the Wisconsin Valley Conference teams have seen a lot of Wyatt Brown. And Brown seems to be a better fastball hitter than he is an off-speed hitter. Swings and misses an off-speed pitch here. Runner going. Stolen base for Mason Hagenbusher. Hagenbusher stole a base in the first inning, and he's stolen one here in the second. Wyatt Brown swung and missed, so the count is 0-2 on him here. Checking the runner at second, and here's Matt White's pitch again, off speed, and again Wyatt Brown swings and misses. So Wyatt Brown has been a strikeout victim twice. Maybe the timing necessary to hit those off-speed pitches is something that you don't have on opening day, but you have later in the season. I mean, Wyatt Brown's a great athlete, and when he puts the ball in play, boy, that speed comes into play right away. Two outs with a runner on second, and here comes Mike Plaza. Plaza singled in the first run of the season back in the first inning. Off-speed pitch there, and Plaza swings and misses. Maybe that's something that pitcher Matt White is finding out about himself. Matt White's fastball was hit around the yard pretty good in the first inning. He's thrown a lot more off-speed stuff second time through this Evergreens lineup and seems to be having a little more success. He is one out away from getting out of this second inning with a runner on second. Off-speed again. Left that one up high. That ball didn't break, and it's one ball, one strike. Evergreens Baseball brought to you by Telusti and Kennedy Attorneys at Law. We're here to help, representing Evergreens fans with professionalism and integrity. Call for a free consultation. White stares in and gets his sign, checks the runner at second base. Here is the 1-1 pitch. That one misses outside. Two balls and a strike. Matt White has looked a little better here in this second inning than he did in the first, although he does have a throwing error that led to a run, with the Evergreens up 4-0 here. 2-1 delivery is underway. Swing and a miss. Off-speed pitch again. Plaza's timing was off. He was out in front of that. It's 2-2. See now if he's ahead in the count, if a fastball is coming here outside of the zone. See if he's going to try and get Plaza to chase. We'll find out in just a moment. Plaza actually steps out, wants a little time to think about that possibility. Mason Hagenbusher is the runner at second. Good speed, but have a chance to score on a hit to the outfield. Now we're set for the 2-2 offering. Again, it's an off-speed pitch, and it's lined to the second baseman and caught by Colton Niemann to end the inning. Plaza kind of fisted that, and he's retired. The Evergreens get one hit. They score a run on a throwing error, and our new score at the end of 1.5 innings, it's D.C. Everest 4, Wisconsin Rapids nothing. Back in a minute on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
If it's lunchtime, it's Country Fresh time at Country Fresh Meats in Weston. Try a Country Fresh Philly steak, a BLT made with that thick Country Fresh Meats bacon, a Country Fresh Chicken Ranch sandwich, or an award-winning Country Fresh brat made with natural hormone and chemical-free meat, the way it ought to be. Make lunchtime Country Fresh time at Country Fresh Meats, serving lunch from 10 to 2, just off exit 177 on the corner of 29 and J in Weston. Call ahead or order takeout at 715-359-1311.
When I have an asthma attack, I feel scared. It's kind of like an elephant is on my chest. I feel like I'm choking. Sometimes my parents have to take me to the hospital.
You know how to react to their asthma attacks. Here's how to prevent them. Visit www.noattacks.org or call your doctor. Because even one attack is one too many.
I feel like a fish with no water.
Brought to you by the EPA and the Ad Council.
Fox Sports Radio. Fox Sports Radio.
Welcome back to Wisconsin Rapids, where we're ready to play the bottom of the second inning. The Evergreens leading 4-0 over Wisconsin Rapids. 6, 7, and 8 in the Rapids batting order due up. Colton Neiman, the second baseman, will lead off, followed by Caleb Shore and Robbie Jenks. Evergreens Baseball is brought to you by DeVorney Orthodontics. See more than a smile, see DeVorney Orthodontics, 715-842-5688, or visit them online at DeVorneyOrthodontics.com. Brady Burrell ready to work the bottom of the second. He gave up two hits but was not scored upon in the first inning. Colton Neiman, right-handed batter, swings and misses at a fastball. It was up high. First at-bat of the season. I mean, you want to get your season off with a bang, so you could see some players chasing, being a little over-anxious, not as patient as you'd like them to be at the plate. 1-0 pitch. That's a fastball that misses outside, and the count goes even at a ball and a strike. We are hoping that Mother Nature cooperates with us this weekend. The Evergreens have two very tough opponents when they head down to Oconomowoc for that triangular. We're scheduled for a 1:10 broadcast, 1:30 first pitch. Pitch from Brady Burrell is outside, two balls and one strike. Kenosha Indian Trails is a good opponent. They are in action today, with again a 2-0 record already in the season. Here's a fastball that's fouled off into the screen behind home plate. It's two balls and two strikes as Colton Neiman takes his at-bats against Burrell. The Evergreens are scheduled for game two against Oconomowoc. Should be on the air around 4:30 for that game on Saturday. But again, there's rain in the forecast. What we're hoping is we don't drive for 3 hours down to the Milwaukee area only to find out that we're not playing. If they're going to cancel, we'd love for them to cancel before the Evergreens get on the bus. Pitch is fouled back, and we stay at two balls and two strikes as Colton Neiman steps out and now comes back in. See what pitcher Brady Burrell deals here. Checks his sign from catcher Mason Hagenbusher. Here comes the 2-2 pitch, and it's a fly ball. Foul territory behind home plate. Does the catcher have room? Nope. Mason Hagenbusher had the ball drop in front of the Evergreens dugout. Couldn't quite get it. Wind's got to make things extra tough with you, the catcher. Got to throw that helmet, got to try and catch with that big glove, and Mason Hagenbusher couldn't quite corral that pop foul in, and it's two balls, two strikes still. I'll tell you this, Brady Burrell as a pitcher is a slower worker than his counterpart Matt White. Burrell takes his time, checks that sign. Here comes the 2-2 pitch, off-speed pitch, strike three called. Brady Burrell tried the curve and got Colton Neiman looking with the hook. First strikeout of the season for Brady Burrell, and that's probably the nicest pitch that we've seen from him. Trusted his catcher who called for the curve, and it turned out to be the right call to retire Colton Neiman. Evergreens Baseball is brought to you by Easy Living Management, the longest-running rental management company in the area. Let Easy Living Management make making your rental property easy. Caleb Shorer takes strike one. Bottom of the second here with one out and no one on as Wisconsin Rapids bats trailing 4-0. Brady Burrell tries to get himself into a groove here. And there's a swing and a miss at the fastball. Burrell is ahead in the count. No balls and two strikes. Might wonder who else might be seeing some pitching duties for the Evergreens. Austin Behrens is listed as a varsity pitcher this year for the Evergreens. Ryan Kell. Kell had a great three innings. On the last day of the regular season last year, when the Evergreens played the Invitational in Middleton, came in and worked three innings, retired all nine batters. Ryan Kell, senior this year, is going to see some time with the baseball. Brady Burrell is on the mound now. Josh Merchant and Alex Rosinski, both listed as pitchers, and Kyle Zableski will do some pitching as well for the Evergreens. We will see some of them as we move through the game. Brady Burrell, not on a pitch count, but is probably going to work just two or three innings here. Here's the 1-2 pitch, misses outside, two balls and two strikes to Caleb Shorer. And Brady Burrell looks in and gets his sign again from catcher Mason Hagenbusher. Reaches back, here it is, and it's a pop foul down the first baseline. Going to go out of play and into the seats here at Witter Field. As you might imagine, kind of a small crowd because this game was originally scheduled to be played up at DC Everest. I do see a couple of Rapids fans. Oh, 30 or 40 of them down the third baseline. And the Evergreens crowd? Looks like a dozen or so who've made the trip down here. Brady Burrell looks in for the 2-2 pitch. Here it comes. That one missed up high, and the count goes full. Burrell's retired the last three batters he's faced after giving up those two hits in the first inning. You just get the feeling that he wants to be careful here and not lose Caleb Shore, who's worked the count full. Here comes the payoff pitch. Swing and a miss. He got him. Second strikeout for the Evergreens. Burrell challenged Shore, and the pitcher won that battle. Maybe Brady Burrell's best fastball so far. Looked like he reached back for a little extra. Threw it up high, and the batter swung right through it. Pitcher's pitch. Here comes Robbie Jenks, batting eighth in the batting order. He's the center fielder for Wisconsin Rapids, and that first pitch is wide for ball one. Jenks fought through the wind and retired the leadoff batter, retired Brady Burrell, back in the first half of this inning. What I thought was going to be an infield fly made its way to the center fielder, where Jenks was able to make the catch earlier in the top of the inning. Jenks swings and misses there on an off-speed pitch. One ball, one strike. Two outs and none on as Burrell bids for a three-up, three-down bottom of the second inning. Misses inside with the fastball here. Jenks turns back on that inside pitch, and it's two balls and a strike. Evergreen's a 500 team a season ago, hoping that maybe some improved hitting, a little better defense, can carry them to a better record this year. Burrell misses up high, three balls and one strike. Again, Burrell looks like he's carrying himself like a senior pitcher there. Burrell takes his time. Only thing I don't like about when he comes set, he kind of juggles or bounces that ball in his pitching hand before he toes the rubber. You'd like to see him not drop the baseball there. He misses up high. Burrell looked a little out of sorts while pitching to Jenks. Gave Jenks five pitches, and four of them were out of the strike zone, and Jenks has worked out a walk. He goes down to first base. It is the first free pass that Brady Burrell has allowed. And catcher Mason Hagenbusher is going to go out and have a talk with his pitcher. Dylan Schutte is the next batter for Wisconsin Rapids. He's a sophomore. He's the starting catcher. Evergreens have run on him behind the plate. So we'll see what this underclassman can do with two outs and a runner aboard. And maybe what Mason Hagenbusch would like to remind his pitcher is, yes, you're facing the number nine batter here. Don't want to let him get away and then have to deal with the top of the order with more than one man aboard. Think you'd want to challenge and go after the sophomore Dylan Schutte in what I would imagine is his first varsity action of his high school career. Throw over to first, almost got him. They did pick him off. Brady Burrell picks off runner Robbie Jenks. Jenks had a big lead. It was a little slow diving back to first base, and he's a pickoff victim to end the inning. Wisconsin Rapids does not score, and they have a runner on the bases erased on that pickoff play. At the end of two, it's D.C. Everest 4, Wisconsin Rapids nothing on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
If you're in a two-car accident, a jury may have to decide how much each driver is at fault. This will affect how much money you receive. For example, if the jury finds you 20% at fault, you only receive 80% of the award. If they find you more than 50% at fault, you receive zero. A jury may think they are awarding you a fair amount without knowing there may be a reduction. Call Tolusti & Kennedy. We have extensive experience in auto, truck, and motorcycle accidents.
You know a good teammate when you see one. Hardworking, reliable, and most of all, someone who knows that success is best achieved when people work together. At Ministry Medical Group and Ministry St. Clair's Hospital, we work with all of our patients as a team to make the best decisions for their health. That's why we're proud to sponsor DC Everest High School Evergreen Sports, because the world needs more great teams. Get to know us better at ministryhealth.org. Ministry Healthcare. Knowing you better means treating you better.
We are Buckhorn!
We move to the top of the third inning with the Evergreens leading Wisconsin Rapids 4-0, and they send their cleanup hitter Cody Cocker to the plate to start the top of the third. Matt White, the lefty, still on the mound for Wisconsin Rapids. Cocker was able to leg out what would have been a double play ball back in the first inning. He also came around to score one of the Evergreen's three runs in the first frame. The first pitch is outside for a ball. Evergreen's baseball, sponsored by Ministry St. Clair's Hospital, a proud sponsor of Evergreen Sports, because the world needs more great teams. Get to know us better at ministryhealth.org. Swing and a miss at the off-speed pitch, one ball, one strike. Again, White's off-speed stuff has the Evergreen's batters a little bit baffled. The Evergreens did most of their damage against fastballs back in the first inning, where they scored three runs and then added one more in the second. Here's a ground ball fisted to the second baseman. Second baseman picks it up. First baseman was out of position chasing it. Second baseman Colton Neiman takes it to first base himself for the out. So the second baseman, unassisted, retires Cody Cocker. Again, Cocker didn't make particularly good contact with that either. Another off-speed pitch that Cocker kind of fisted out to the infield. So somebody's got to be covering first. Either the pitcher, Matt White's got to be over there, or the first baseman's got to stay closer to home. No problem. Colton Neiman was still able to get over there in time. Sean Ludke to bat now. They start him off with an off-speed pitch that stays up high. It's one ball, no strikes. And Matt White has really changed the mix of what he's throwing. We see far more off-speed pitches and breaking balls instead of fastballs. And gave him the fastball there and missed outside. Two balls, no strikes. Ludke lined a double and brought in a run for the Evergreens, his first at-bat. Waiting on a 2-0 pitch here, and that's bounced on the infield. Second baseman, Colton Neiman, ranges towards the bag, throws over to first and Brady Jackin, and Sean Ludke has been retired. This is the best stretch of the game we've seen so far for pitcher Matt White. He's retired the last four batters that he's faced. But here comes big, hard-hitting Josh Merchant. You know, the Evergreens roster doesn't list height and weight, but Josh Merchant's a big kid. Looks like he's 6'2", 6'3", big, broad-shouldered kid, swings and misses at an off-speed pitch for strike one. Merchant singled and was left stranded at second base after stealing a base back in the first inning. So the Evergreens could have gotten more than the three runs they plated. Curveball there is left way outside. Merchant does not bite. One ball, one strike. We are playing the bottom of the third, and we are at Witter Field. Yes, this game was originally scheduled up at D.C. Everest. Field conditions much better here in Wisconsin Rapids. Curveball there misses outside, two balls and one strike. So because the schedule is being flip-flopped on May 6th, a day later in the season that the Evergreens were supposed to come down to Rapids, instead Rapids will come up to Simon Field. We will host them later in the season. Pitch there from Matt White misses up high. And it's three balls and one strike to Josh Merchant. Let's see if White has to challenge Merchant here with a fastball, or if he's just going to leave a dangerous hitter alone with two outs and no one on. Does challenge him with a fastball. It's down low for a walk. Josh Merchant, who has yet to be retired, gets a free pass to first base for Nathan Sleafeld with two outs. Sleafeld is taking a look over at Coach Dave Langman, who's in the third base coaching box, see if we're going to hit and run or put the runner in motion here. The Evergreens have out-hit Wisconsin Rapids 5-2, and they're staked to a 4-0 lead. Off-speed pitch there, and Sleafeld swings right through it. Yeah, you know, as Matt White, this lefty pitcher for the Red Raiders, learns to manage that mix between when to throw the off-speed pitch and when to challenge with the fastball, I see him as a pitcher with a lot of upside. Too bad that he fell behind early here. Gets the fastball over the outside corner. No balls, two strikes to Sleafert. And if White can retire Sleafert here, it'll be by far his best inning of the game, although he settled down nicely from the first inning to the second. Runner on first base and an 0-2 pitch coming to Nate Sleafert. That one's fastball fouled back right behind home plate, and we'll do it again. Evergreens Baseball is sponsored by Country Fresh Meats. When it comes to the best meat, no one does it better than Country Fresh Meats, corner of Highways 29 and J in Weston. And again, Sleafert is looking down the third base line to get his sign from Coach Dave Langman. Runner on first, here comes the 0-2 pitch. Curveball missed badly outside. You know, I think White is throwing two different kinds of off-speed pitches. He's throwing kind of an off-speed slider, and he's been able to throw that for strikes. And it looks like at times here in this third inning, he's been experimenting with more of a big hook curveball. He's been having trouble finding the plate with that. He's left that high and outside the couple of times he's thrown it. Runner is going here. Fouled off. Hit and run was on there for the Evergreens. And instead, Josh Merchant will go back to first base. And Nathan Sleafert will see another 1-2 pitch. And Coach Langan, let's see. Boy, what sign's that? Clapped hands, touch of the bill of the cap. Bet the hit and run's on here again. Let's see. One ball, two strikes. Hit and run is not on. Off-speed pitch, and that's line to center field. Diving is the center fielder, and he got it! What a nice catch! Nice catch out there for Robbie Jenks on a sinking line drive. Picked it up right off his shoe tops and caught it on a fly. Nice catch to retire the side. Evergreens leave a runner at first base and do not score. We're at 2.5 innings complete. It's D.C. Everest 4, Wisconsin Rapids nothing on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
This is Race Day on Fox,
the fastest 2 hours in motorsports.
I want to hear from you, the race fans out there.
With Rob D'Amico.
Reduction of horsepower. Brian France has come out and said, I think it was on MRN, that is something they're working on. We know that F1 reduced their from an 8-cylinder to a 6-cylinder, and now everybody's complaining about the sound. They do sound different, but I think it's a sound you can get used to. People overreact a little bit. Is it different? Yes, hands down, it is different. Will it be different in NASCAR? It might. Some drivers are saying, no, man, keep the power. Actually, add more power. That's what this is all about. And it has been, finding every little speck of power you can find. And they do that.
Race Day on Fox.
Start your engine!
All the time.
With Rob D'Amico.
Sunday mornings at 6 on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
Fox Sports Radio.
Well, the top half of the third inning ended with the best defensive play so far in the ballgame. Rapid center fielder Robbie Jenks charging in and robbing what would have been a single off the bat of Nathan Sleafert to retire the side. Jenks makes up for a base running mistake. He was picked off to end the bottom of the second inning as Brady Burrell was able to pick him off. The number 9 batter for Wisconsin Rapids, Dylan Schutte, the catcher, leads off. He swings and misses for strike one against Brady Burrell. Burrell working his third inning. He is not allowed a run so far. And here's a line drive. It's into the gap in left center field. That's going to get down. It's going to go all the way to the wall. Wyatt Brown actually cuts it off before it gets to the warning track. But sophomore Dylan Schutte starts his varsity career with a line drive double to lead off the bottom of the third. And we come back to the top of the Wisconsin Rapids batting order, Jared Halber. We're going to have a courtesy runner here. Tanner Case, sophomore outfielder, is going to come in and pinch run for the catcher. So it is Case out at second base for Jared Halber. Halber hit the ball right on the button during his first at-bat. It was a line drive back to the pitcher's mound that Brady Burrell reached out his glove and caught, robbing Halber of what would have been a base hit to start off his first at-bat of the season. Right-hander steps in with a speedy runner there at second base and a pretty big lead for Case. Brady Burrell checks that runner and misses outside with an off-speed pitch, ball one, to start off Jared Halber. Evergreens lead 4-0. They own the hit column 6-2. And Wisconsin Rapids has committed 2 errors to D.C. Everest, none. And one of those errors cost the Red Raiders a run back in the second inning. Here comes the 1-0 pitch, Burrell to Halber. And that's up high, 2 balls, no strikes. Brady Burrell's pitch count is much lower than his counterpart Matt White. So I'm not sure if Brady Burrell would work into the fourth inning or not. I would imagine that depends on how efficiently he works here in the bottom of the third with none out and a runner on second. Pitch there, and that's on the outside corner. Pitcher's pitch. Just got enough of that outside with a fastball. The count is 1 ball and 1 strike. Rapids yet to score in this game, but they've started the half of the third with that double, and the runner's still at second base. So this is a little bit of a challenge for Brady Burrell to give up that extra base hit to start off the inning, see if he can keep that run from scoring. And here's a fly ball into left field. Mike Plaza fighting the sun and the wind, calling, catching for the first out. Halber got under that. And Mike Plaza looked pretty solid there, even though anything that's hit in the air is going to be difficult here with a 15 or 20 mile per hour wind in Wisconsin Rapids today. And it is that time of day where if you're an outfielder, you're looking into that sun as you look back towards home plate. Shadows from our press box are starting to extend beyond the home plate area and almost out to the pitcher's mound. See if the game goes on, if that makes hitting a little more difficult. Here comes Derek Kraskowski, who had one of the Red Raiders' two singles back in the first inning. Runner on second and one out. Fastball just misses the outside corner. It's ball one. Kraskowski got as far as third base, but was left stranded there. Brady Jackman had a chance to pick him up, and so did Matt White, and both failed to deliver back in that first inning, where Rapids had their best scoring threat up until now with that runner out at second base. Fastball there is over. And again, Kraskowski may have wanted to make Burrell throw that first strike before he swings away. It's one ball, one strike now. Pinch runner Case is out at second base, and Rapids so far has not put him in motion. They're not holding him on at second. He's got a pretty big lead out there. With the top of the batting order up, you think you want to let your hitters do the work here. Off-speed pitch from Brady Burrell, and left that up high. And Burrell kind of comes off the mound a little bit frustrated, like he knew his motion wasn't quite right to get that off-speed pitch to drop in. Kind of extended his arm as if he was trying to practice and throw it back again. Instead, he trails now, two balls and a strike to Derek Kraskowski. And here's Burrell's pitch, back to a fastball. That one was close and just missed. Burrell kind of looked in like he wanted that call. Instead, we're at three balls now and one strike. Casey Esselman, number three man in the Rapids order, awaits on deck. And Burrell would like to get this out without putting more runners on for the heart of the Wisconsin Rapids batting order. When you stake to this 4-0 lead, you want to throw strikes, want to get outs. Don't want to be too fancy. Instead, a 3-1 pitch is coming. Burrell off-speed pitch. It's a soft line drive. It's going to get over the shortstop's head and drop in for a base hit. The runner at second had to hold to see if that was going to be caught, and the runner Case does not advance, so there are runners on first and second. It's a fly ball that was over the head of shortstop Kyle Zableski, and Mike Plaza in left field was playing too deep to come in and get that. So it's kind of a seeing-eye single for Derek Kraskowski, who is now 2-for-2 in the ballgame. And with one out, Rapids now has runners on first and second. Casey Esselman to bat now. Left-handed batter is 1-for-1 in the game, singled back in the first inning. Boy, a double play here would be Brady Burrell's friend. He pitches with one out. Fastball is outside. The Evergreens don't have anyone throwing in the bullpen yet. See a little bit of action down there on the first base line, so maybe this indeed will be Brady Burrell's last inning. Pitch count seems to be up a little bit here in the third. And Esselman takes his time, steps out of the batter's box, and now comes back in. And now Brady Burrell is taking his time, looking in at catcher Mason Hagenbusher. Now he comes set. One out, first and second. Here's the pitch, and that's fisted into left field. Mike Plaza, the left fielder, coming in, and he's made the catch. That's the second out. And Casey Esselman fails to advance the batters. And now with two outs, it's left up to the cleanup hitter, Brady Jackin. Jackin flied out to center field with two men aboard back in the first inning. So if he fails to deliver here, he will have left four runners on base in his two at-bats. Evergreens lead 4-0, and Brady Burrell is one out away from keeping his shutout resume intact here. Case is at second. Kraskowski is at first. And here comes the pitch to Jackin. Fastball is up high for ball one. Something else I've noticed in this inning, Brady Burrell has been pitching from behind, getting that first pitch strike. That's been a sometimes thing. He was better at that in the earlier innings. And now here in the third, it seems like he's been working from behind a bit more frequently. Case is there because of a leadoff double from catcher Dylan Schutte, courtesy runner, and Derek Kraskowski with kind of a seeing-eye single over the head of the shortstop. Here's a fly ball down the right field line. This is a long run. It is hooking foul, and Sean Ludke, the right fielder, was unable to catch up with it. That was foul by, 10 feet at least, not particularly close to that right field line. So after the long foul, Brady Jackin comes back to the home plate area, picks up his bat. And I believe we have a count here of 1-1. Scoreboard says 0-2. We're going to find out in just a minute. Here comes the pitch. Off-speed pitch, swing and a miss. It was indeed 0-2, and Brady Jackin is a strikeout victim. It's Brady Burrell's third strikeout. Wisconsin Rapids gets two hits and leaves two runners aboard, and the Everest shutout is still intact. After three innings complete, it's D.C. Everest 4, Wisconsin Rapids nothing. Back with the top of the fourth after a one-minute break on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390. FM 93.9.
New boyfriend or just friend, LOL or OMG, call, text, or email.
Mom.
These days, keeping up with your child can be puzzling. But when it comes to straightening your child's smile, you can rest assured that an orthodontist can solve the puzzle. Only orthodontists have an additional 2 to 3 years of education beyond dental school to become specialists in straightening and aligning teeth. So get it right. See the specialist.
DeVorney Orthodontics. Make an appointment today by calling 715-842-5688 or visit DeVorneyOrtho.com.
Hey, you.
Who?
Who? We have you covered.
I got you covered.
Aggressively. From the air?
Yes, we're on the air.
I'm all over this.
So great to hear you guys on the air.
In the Twitter sphere.
Contact us via Twitter.
That's what people would tweet, too.
And FoxSportsRadio.com.
Intense, so I got you covered, Max.
It's instant information. For a nation on the go.
Oh, let's go!
We are your full-service sports network. So dial us up and get tuned in.
We are Fox Sports. We are Fox Sports.
Wisconsin Rapids pitcher Matt White, who's retired five of the last six Evergreens batters he's faced, is coming out again to work the fourth inning. In fact, White has looked better than the start that he got off to. The Evergreens touched him up for three runs in the first, and one more back to, thanks to White's throwing error back in the second inning. Evergreens did not score in the third, and now the fourth inning is on with Brady Burrell leading off for D.C. Everest, and the first pitch is outside. Wind is kicking up here, and it's blowing the dust across the diamond here. Gotten a little bit colder since when we started. We were in the mid-50s at first pitch. Still a lot of sunshine. Here's an off-speed pitch and a ground ball to first baseman Brady Jackman. Jackman throws to the pitcher covering, and they've got Brady Burrell retired. Matt White did a good job getting over there. So this is the third inning in a row that White has retired the leadoff batter. And boy, at the high school level, that is one of the keys to success. First pitch, strike one, is one of the keys to good pitching at the high school level. And keeping that leadoff batter off base. And White's been much better since that shaky start. Kyle Zableski, number nine man in the batting order, fouls the first pitch onto the roof of our press box here at Winterfield. We hope that everyone got the word out that today's game, originally scheduled for Simon Field, was moved down here to Wisconsin Rapids. We post those kinds of things at our new website, everythingevergreens.com. We'll tweet out, you know, things like rainouts or starting time changes. Off-speed pitch here is lined into right center field. That gets down. It's going to be into the gap. This is going to be a double here for Kyle Zableski, who goes into second base standing up. Zableski is 2 for 2. A single during his first at-bat in the second inning, and now a one-out double. That was one of the times that the Evergreens were patient with an off-speed pitch. Matt White threw the off-speed stuff, and Zableski held back just enough to make really solid contact and send that out into the right center field gap. Top of the order, Mason Hagenbusher. Hagenbusher has a hit and reached on an error, and he takes an off-speed pitch, but he got under this and pops it into right field. Right fielder dives and cannot make a play on the ball. And the runner's going to round third. Evergreens are going to try and score. Nope, going back to third base is Kyle Zableski. He thought about making that big turn. It's going to have to be an error out there, I would believe, on Casey Esselman. Esselman dove for it and had it go off his glove. Ball had a lot of time to get underneath it. We'll wait for official scoring there, see if we're going to give a hit or give Mason Hagenbusher a second error that he's reached upon. And now the Evergreens have runners on first and third. In fact, they're going to give that a hit for Mason Hagenbusher. All right, I'm on board with that. And here comes Wyatt Brown, who struck out both of his plate appearances today. Evergreens Baseball is sponsored by Intercity State Bank, serving the community since 1952 with financing for homes and businesses. Wyatt Brown chops back to the pitcher's mound. Evergreens are going to try and score a run here. Wyatt Brown is out at first base, and coming around and scoring is Kyle Zableski, and the throw gets by the catcher, Dylan Schutte, and that allows Mason Hagenbusher to round second and go into third. The Evergreens get another run in. So Wyatt Brown grounds out pitcher to first base, but still manages to manufacture a run for the Evergreens, and now it's 5-0. So while Wyatt Brown was retired at first base, Kyle Zableski decided to score from third base, and indeed, Zableski was able to make it home safely. The throwing error that got by the catcher, Dylan Schutte, is going to be assessed as an error and put the error on the third baseman, on the first baseman, rather, on the throw, which puts the runner Mason Hagenbusher, who should have been at second, over to third. So here comes Mike Plaza, who takes the first pitch for a ball. Evergreens now have a 5-0 lead and a chance for one more with that runner on third. Plaza swings and misses at an off-speed pitch. One ball, one strike. Plaza's a right-handed batter. Singled and popped out, or actually grounded out, unassisted to the second base. Was an unusual play. Colton Niemann ranged over, got that ball, and found no one standing at first base, ran over himself, and beat Mike Plaza to the bag. Pitches outside. It's two balls and one strike to Plaza. That's an off-speed pitch. Left that curve outside. Three balls and one strike. Should Plaza reach, Cody Cocker awaits on deck. The Evergreens looking to plate one more run here at third base with two outs. 3-1 pitch to Plaza, and that's a line drive. Base hit, he's going to score the run. Got it down into right center field, and Michael Plaza delivers. He's 2-for-3 today. And his single, the Evergreens' eighth of the ball game, brings in Mason Hagenbusher from third base. And the Evergreens continue to methodically build this lead. They now lead 6-0 on Michael Plaza's RBI single. So just when it looked like Matt White was settling down, he's given up three more hits here and has allowed two more runs to come in as we play the top of the fourth inning. Here comes Cody Cocker, who reached on a fielder's choice and grounded out to second. Runner's going, off-speed pitch, and there won't even be a throw as the pitch was so up high, it was up all nearly over Cocker's head. So Michael Plaza gets a stolen base and moves into scoring position. And now the Wisconsin Rapids coach coming out to have a talk with Matt White. Looking down, I do not see any action in the Wisconsin Rapids bullpen, although that doesn't necessarily mean anything. Replacement pitcher could very well be coming from someone who's in the starting lineup right now. Matt White has allowed 6 runs, 8 hits. And his defense hasn't particularly been a friend to him. The defense has committed 3 errors, 2 of them leading to runs scored. Once we are done here at Witter Field in Wisconsin Rapids, game 2 of our opening baseball doubleheader will feature Adams Friendship against Wausau East. Tom King making the drive to the Adams Friendship field, which is in better condition than the Lumberjacks' home field up at East. And Matt White will stay in the game to face Cody Cocker. Kind of get the feeling, though, that Cocker may be his last batter. Get an out to get out of this inning, then probably someone else would take over the pitching. Runner at second with 2 outs, and Cody Cocker pops it up on the infield. This should end the inning. Shortstop Jared Halber fights the sun and makes the catch and retires Cody Cocker. So the Evergreens get 2 runs in and leave another runner in scoring position. Our new score at the end of 3.5 innings, it's DC Everest 6, Wisconsin Rapids nothing. We'll be back after these messages on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
Intercity State Bank has been serving the community since 1952 with financing for homes, vehicles, and business. Establishing a banking relationship with a local bank comes with peace of mind and convenience. Banking locally with people you know is a comfortable feeling. It's all about banking relationships, building community. At Intercity, our most popular checking is fee-free. And when it comes to home loans, people love the convenience of working with Intercity's lending experts. Our lenders are local people you know. The lending decisions are made locally, and our fixed-rate mortgages are serviced locally. It's a great way to bank. Whether you're purchasing a home, building, remodeling, or refinancing your home, Intercity is here to help. Put the expertise of our lenders to work for you. I'm Randy Balk, president of Intercity State Bank, inviting you to come bank with us, with locations in Wausau, Schofield, and Weston.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 433884.
Fox Sports Radio.
Welcome back to Winter Field in Wisconsin Rapids. The bottom of the fourth inning is coming up. The Evergreens lead 6-0, and we have a pitching change. Brady Burrell has worked the first three innings and now gives way to junior Austin Solomon. Austin was not with the varsity last year, so we're getting a first look at him as he completes his warm-up tosses. So Brady Burrell leaves in line to win this ballgame, as his team has staked him to a 6-0 lead. Solomon, big, tall right-hander, completes his warm-up throws. Looking around now to see if the Evergreens have other changes in their lineup. In the infield, we still have Cody Cocker there at third base. Kyle Zableski is still there at short. And we still have Nathan Sleaford at second and Josh Merchant there at first. Rapids will send their 5, 6, and 7 hitters to the plate, and Matt White to lead off. Against Austin Solomon, here's Solomon's first pitch. Starts White off with a fastball it missed, high and outside for ball one. So we can close the pitching line on Brady Burrell. We will sum up his day in just a moment. As Matt White digs in, Solomon's pitch is down low, 2 balls and no strikes. So Solomon's yet to find the plate. Brady Burrell works 3 innings, gave up 4 hits, no runs, none earned. Brady Burrell struck out 3 Red Raiders and allowed just 1 walk. So a pretty solid opening day performance. Here's Solomon's pitch, and that one's in for a strike. We also get the feeling that White at the plate may have been waiting for that first strike to come from Austin Solomon. And now that that's on the scoreboard, he'll probably have the green light to swing away here. 2 balls, 1 strike. Solomon's pitch there. Fastball missed inside. We've seen nothing but fastballs from Solomon here. And he's behind 3-1. Evergreens have an additional pitcher throwing in the bullpen down the first base line, so I would imagine if Solomon gets into any trouble, there may be a quick hook coming here. 3-1 pitch there is fouled off down the first base line, and the count goes full. Evergreens baseball on Fox Sports Radio, our season opener this Thursday afternoon, brought to you by Marshfield Clinic. Need help with a sports injury? See the expert sports medicine physicians at Marshfield Clinic. Don't just live, shine. We're in the bottom of the fourth, and the Evergreens lead 6-0. 3-2 pitch there is fouled off. We'll do it again. Colton Neiman and Caleb Shorer on deck and in the hole for Wisconsin Rapids, and they were both strikeout victims in their first at-bat. But that was against Brady Burrell, and this inning they'll face Austin Solomon, whose 3-2 pitch is a call strike, 3 on the outside corner. Solomon did a nice job battling back from 3-1 in the count to get Matt White looking. It's a nice piece of pitching there for Austin Solomon. Here comes Colton Neiman. Neiman's been busy in the field, has a couple of assists and putouts. Evergreens out hitting Wisconsin Rapids 8-4 at this point in the ballgame. Pitch, swing, and a miss. The shadows from the press box and grandstand extend out to the pitcher's mound now. So just barely that pitching rubber is still in light. And the rest of the infield back to home plate in shadows makes the hitting a little bit more difficult. There's a fastball fouled off. And the new pitcher, Austin, is ahead. No balls and two strikes to Colton Niemann. Remember Niemann from a year ago? He was a pretty good hitter for Wisconsin Rapids. A lot of these bigger hitters, you know, it may take a little more time with live hitting before they find their groove. Solomon tried an off-speed pitch, left it up high. One ball and two strikes. It's not all that unusual to start off your baseball season with a conference game. Last year, the Evergreens' first game of the season was against Stevens Point. And Stevens Point looks like the team to beat in the Wisconsin Valley Conference this year. The Pointers, the Evergreens, take that back, the Panthers, are loaded with pitching. That Spash pitching lineup, you know, once you get through the starting pitcher, the middle and short relief men are also high-quality throwers, and that's making it very hard on the Wisconsin Valley Conference opposition against Stevens this year. Evergreens played Point tough. They fell on a bottom-of-the-seventh-inning rally at Buchholz Park last year. The Evergreens came close but couldn't get anything done against Spash. Solomon misses with a fastball outside. It's two balls and two strikes now to Colton Niemann. I know that Tom King's excited to get his Wausau East Lumberjacks baseball season underway. Their game against Adams Friendship follows ours as we start off with a doubleheader on Fox Sports Radio. 2-2 fastball is fouled off down the first baseline. One out and none on as we play the bottom of the fourth inning at Witter Field in Wisconsin Rapids on what's turned out to be a very pleasant afternoon for baseball. Had snow a week and a half ago. Mother Nature quickly here. Fastball, swing and a miss. And Austin Solomon has faced two batters and has two strikeouts. Colton Niemann chased that high fastball. That pitch was not a strike. Sometimes it's hard for the bigger batters to lay off that high pitch. And Colton Niemann could not. Here comes Caleb Shorer. Shorer bats seventh in the Wisconsin Rapids lineup. Takes a fastball that's a little too high. Didn't miss by much. Evergreens Baseball is brought to you by Marshfield Clinic. Need help with a sports injury? See the expert sports medicine physicians at Marshfield Clinic. Marshfield Clinic, don't just live, shine. And Solomon is working behind in the count here with two outs. That's a fastball that's up high. It's two balls and no strikes. Reminder for Evergreens fans, if you come out to our games, post your game day photos at everythingevergreens.com. Use the hashtag DCEverest. Pitch is fouled back here. One ball and two strikes. And if you are not out for the games, you can hear all of our play-by-play podcasts. You can catch these games, say, if you're at work and can't come out and see the game or even can't listen to it. Once our game is over, we post the podcast of all of our Evergreens play-by-play online, and you can see the game day photos as well. That's our new website, everythingevergreens.com. 1-2 pitch from Solomon. That misses outside. It's two balls and two strikes. Two outs here in the bottom of the fourth inning, and there's no one aboard. Wisconsin Rapids did have runners in scoring position in the first and in the third innings, but has yet to touch the plate. And that pitch misses wide. The count goes full. So the first batter that Solomon faced, he fell behind and battled back for a strikeout. He's fallen behind here, and we're waiting for a 3-2 pitch. See if he lets Caleb Shorer get away. Payoff pitch coming. Swing and a miss. He got him. Solomon struck out the side. Coming on in relief of Brady Burrell, it's a 3-up, 3-down bottom of the fourth for the Evergreens. Pretty good pitching there from junior Austin Solomon. Four innings complete. D.C. Everest 6, Wisconsin Rapids nothing. Back in a minute on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.